Welcome to show number 39 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is going on, everybody? Hopefully everybody is doing very well out there. We've got lots of things to talk about today on the Sports Card Show. Show number 39, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Speaking of SportsCardRadio.com, lots of cool new things over there. So if you haven't been there in a few weeks or even in the last few days, you want to head on over there. Not only does the baseball rookie Rolodex have 50 some odd of some of the best young players and best baseball players in the league, but football is now added, and we've got quite a few players up there, and that will be growing throughout the weeks ahead, as well as the blog. You want to go onto the homepage and find the links to the blog, and that will be updated regularly with just basically sports card news, some links to some other blogs, other news, sports information, things like that. So if you're at work or just at home chilling, it'd be interesting just to check that out. Keep up to date on everything going on in the sports card world. And that's kind of what we're going to be doing today. Cardinformant.com's got a couple nice bits of information, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Lots of products, things on the way. Got about maybe six products here. A little bit of baseball, actually some hockey, and some football. Doesn't look like one basketball product actually makes its way. It's actually a significant one, so we'll talk about that. Lots of interesting players have wore number 39. I'm not sure if we'll get to all of them, but we'll at least get to a few of them. Roy Campanella, Larry Zonka, that's always a interesting name to try to figure out how to spell. Dave Parker and Dominic Hasek, speaking of hockey. So we'll talk about some of them. And our main topic today, eBay versus card shops, kind of the advantages and the disadvantages of both, and kind of some of the things that go on there. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how long this show is. We'll see how good it is. But it is a Saturday just waiting for football. It's Saturday during the football season. It's like you get Christmas Eve for about 4 months in a row. It's very nice. So I'm excited about the football games. Obviously, being a Bengals fan, they've kept me on the edge of my couch for all Sundays. I think they're 3-1 now. So for 4 weeks in a row, they've kept me on the edge of the seat, and they've done pretty well. We'll see how it goes. It's only the first part of the season, so only one quarter of the way through. So lots of things to happen. Can't get too excited or too disappointed. Obviously, if you're a Colts fan, I think it's pretty easy to get excited. They've been running over teams. Haven't played anybody really that good, at least, that I have seen, but they've been playing well. Quite a few other teams. Denver is definitely winning games, that's for sure. They're kind of like the Bengals. They kind of scrap together and make some plays late and make it happen. But at the end of the day, they're probably going to cruise into the playoffs unless they have just a complete collapse. So we'll see what happens. Football's always interesting. Watching the Yankees, and I guess it's the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels at the moment. It's tied up 2-2. By the time you listen to it, you'll know who wins, but that's kind of what I'm doing right now. So after this very short break, we're going to go right into the products, some very nice products. So clear some room on your Visa card, because you want to go out and spend some of that credit limit. After we talk about the products coming out, they came out last week, so they'll be on the shelves now. So even if you're not a box collector, single card collectors can pick through some of this stuff as well. We'll be talking about that after.
Yes.
back to talk about some products that came out last week and maybe the week before. So you want to head on over to either sportscardradio.com, eBay, wherever you buy your cards, and check some of these products out. First one is a basketball product, Panini Prestige Basketball. Basically, playoff prestige basketball, I guess. For the first time in basketball, kind of interesting. You know, one of Panini's first products here. And it's prestige, a good name to attach to the basketball label. So some familiarity if you follow sports cards. 24 packs, 5 cards per pack. It's a 250 card set. So they're coming out there with tons of stuff. 4 memorabilia or autographs per box, so that's pretty cool. There's 100 rookies, so lots of things going into this. Very difficult set to collect if you wanted to start off basketball season with a bang. One interesting note is Kobe Bryant signed with this company, so you'll be able to find Kobe's autographs and jerseys and all kinds of things this year, so that's very cool. Give some reputation to Panini, and you know, Kobe will be very collected, I'm sure. So, Kobe is doing pretty well, and we'll see what happens this season. But probably a great move by that company, getting one of the NBA's biggest players. About $75 a box, so you're probably looking at around $4 or $5 a pack. Not sure. I would wait, see where the prices go on this. There's going to be more basketball. Obviously not the boatloads that we're used to. But we'll see what happens. You know, with this year in basketball, I think just kind of seeing what happens and maybe not jumping right in there. If you're not comfortable just spending a bunch of money, maybe kind of waiting around, following, seeing what the prices do, seeing what kind of what people say about the designs and the quality of the cards. I'm sure they'll be up to par with anything else that is out there today. So see what happens. It'll be interesting to follow during the season. Next product, Topps Triple Threads Baseball. Only 2 packs. You get 6 cards per pack. It's a 100 card set, so not too hard to complete. If obviously it cost you a lot if you were doing it by the box, but jumping on eBay and places like that, you might be able to do it. One autograph, triple number to 99 or less. I'm guessing that's per pack. I don't know. I wrote this out a couple days ago, so sorry for not the most accurate information here. But always a very anticipated product. People love triple threads. It's always worth it. Buy the pack, buy the box. I don't think you can really lose. $175 per box, so you're looking at maybe $95 to $100 per pack. Lots of very interesting things in here. Some big money cards, the books, the little fold-out cards where you only really get one card per pack. So very cool stuff. There's hat logos. There's bat barrel nameplates. There's going to be a Babe Ruth card with at least 24 memorabilia pieces on there. So there's sleeve patch, jersey swatch cards. So there's all kinds of cool things loaded up into Triple Threads Baseball this year. So have fun with that product. Next one for the football fans, SP Rookie Threads Football. An interesting product, not a bad configuration. 16 packs, 5 cards, 260 card set. There's 100 future watch cards, and there's 60 rookie Lettermans. You get 3 numbered memorabilia cards and 2 autos per box, and just remember that a lot of these rookies, or all of them, are manufactured Letterman patches, so just keep that in mind there. $85 per box, not too bad for 16 packs. Interesting product there if you're into football like most of us are. Next one, some hockey. The reason why I put this on the list, it's one of hockey's best products, I do believe. Upper Deck Black Hockey. You only get 2 packs. You only get 2 cards, but they're both going to be pretty nice. One rookie Letterman and one autograph or multi-swatch. In this, you know, the rookie Letterman cards, it's kind of a bummer if you don't get a top hockey draft pick or whatever. It's not going to be that great because it's not even autographed or anything like that. So not too keen on that kind of card, but the one autograph or multi-swatch probably makes up for this. $240 per box. I'm sure that price is going to come down. I think people aren't super pumped up about this, so we'll see what happens with Upper Deck Black Hockey. But if you're in to the guys that skate around on the ice, it's one of the best products and worth taking a look at least for the single cards. Last one of the longest running products, at least that I can remember, SP Authentic Baseball, 24 packs, 5 cards per pack, a massive 250 card set, one autograph and two autograph jersey patch cards. There's also, that's per box, buybacks. There's a Jeter numbered out of 93. Good luck getting that. But it's his SP rookie, his 1993, I guess, SP rookie buyback autograph numbered out of 93. That's a very sweet card. I'm sure you can find those floating around out there. $95 to $100 per box. This tends to go down in price. Definitely not worth buying by the pack, especially if it's in the $4 or $5 range, because there are just so many just common packs that you're just going to drive yourself nuts trying to hit the big pulls out of there. So it's definitely worth keeping an eye on, seeing what happens to the price, some of the single cards, some of the rookies and things like that that kind of drive the prices. Take a look at that, and it might be worth buying by the box. You might be able to pick it up for the box for maybe $70, $75. Then you're only paying about $3 a pack. That will be what you want to do with that. Now, speaking of buying cards and news and all those kind of things, after this very short break, we'll be talking about all the interesting things going on at cardinformant.com. Couple bits of information that if you haven't checked out already or don't know anything about, you might want to head on over there maybe during this break. So we'll be back. Head on over to cardinformant.com. You'll be heads up on what we'll be talking about after this very short break. Bit of stuff going on at cardinformant.com. First, Brett Favre Vikings autograph, certified autograph card, can be appearing in Leaf certified football. So if you're a big Vikings fan or a Brett Favre fan on any number of teams he's played on, this is his third, I guess, certified autograph that you could get. So if you're a super collector of Brett Favre, you're going to have your work cut out. There's going to be lots of Vikings Brett Favre stuff coming out. They're obviously doing well, and he's managing that team. And he's definitely the Vikings defense and Adrian Peterson. Everybody's playing well, and Brett Favre is just right in the middle of it. And he hasn't really had to win a lot of games other than that one against San Francisco. He's just kind of managed the game. So very cool stuff. If you're a Brett Favre fan, definitely interesting to see what those are going to be priced at. Sell sheets over at Card Informant updated a bunch of them, so if you're into that, kind of getting a preview of the sets, some of the big pulls, all that kind of stuff, you'll be able to check that out. Another interesting bit of news, 9 Aflac High School. Again, high school All-American baseball prospects going into Bowman Draft Picks and Prospects Baseball. They're all going to be numbered to 248 or less, and I have autographed written down here. So definitely very interesting, this high school stuff. They can't pay these guys, so this is free product. You'll be seeing these all over the place, and these high school kids will have autographs in the next Bowman set. So much for the rookie logo. And speaking of that, if you head on over to the blog or sportscardradio.com, inside the Insider Hobby Tips section, you'll be able to see my brother wrote up a little bit of a piece on the MLB rookie logo. I think its intentions were to kind of clean up and make it simpler to collect rookies, but in the end, it's either as confusing or more confusing than it was before, and these high school cards are only going to make it more interesting. So at least, you know, these companies and these leagues and things like that do make it interesting. They definitely don't make it easy, but they definitely make it very interesting and lots of cool things to talk about on a podcast. And if you're surfing cardinformant.com or sportscardradio.com, you'll be able to find out a little bit more about this stuff. Well, that about wraps it up for our brief news segment. Next segment is going to be eBay versus card shops, and what kind of things and what's the difference between those two and kind of the advantages of both and some of the cons of both. And we'll be talking about that after. SportsCardRadio.com fan forum and Tigers fan. Very interesting topic here, eBay versus card shops. Kind of the difference between the two. Obviously, by now, I remember when eBay was just starting out and it was posing a threat not only to sports card but all kinds of brick and mortar retail. And by now, it's definitely has its foot in the marketplace. It only grows or shrinks gradually over time. So eBay's done a lot of different things to try to attract new buyers and new sellers and things like that. A lot of it has worked a little bit. A lot of it hasn't worked. So they're still evolving as a website and things like that. Whereas card shops have been around for a while, you pretty much know what you're going to get when you go inside of one. Obviously, the inventory and the kind of things available vary between shop to shop, but for the most part, it's not quite like a ever-evolving website and huge website like eBay is. So there's a little bit of that factored in. Well, with eBay, obviously, probably the number one thing over anything is selection. They're going to give you selection and all kinds of cards from just about any player, especially popular players, that even the biggest sports card shops or even sports card shows can give you. For the most part, obviously it gets a little bit harder to find some of these vintage cards or very rare cards if people kind of load up and they, you know, they have most of the cards available. They're not putting them on eBay. But for the most part, for your more common print, your mass production cards, even nicer autographed rookies and stuff, eBay is the place to go because your card shop owner is not going to have every Adrian Peterson card or every Michael Jordan card and things like that. So selection over anything is probably give eBay the edge if that's what you're looking for. Another thing about eBay is price. Normally and typically, especially if you're comparing it to book prices, which I guess is very confusing, and we'll be talking about that on a show later on down the line, is kind of the difference between eBay and like what a Beckett price or even like a Tough Stuff price is, things like that. And eBay definitely gives you a lower price if you're comparing to that, and that's just a guide. It's not really the end-all and be-all of what the card is worth. Really, I kind of look at eBay as that's what the card's worth, because you're throwing it out there to the most collectors. The big-time collectors that really want that card are going to use eBay, and the small-time people are going to use eBay as well. Anybody that wants that card bad enough is going to know they can get it on eBay. So you're going to have some price discovery at that point. And so for the most part, I'd say those prices are pretty accurate. And typically for most cards, over a card shop, you probably can get a little bit better deal on eBay, but maybe not. You know, you might find some card shop owners that just have a lot of cards or just can get them cheap and are just running them out. Especially on maybe larger quantities, you might be able to do a little bit better at the card shop, and even just single cards, because you're paying like $2 shipping or, you know, at least $3 for just about any card. The card shop might do you better if you just want to pick up the 25-cent cards or the 30-cent cards. Things like that, you definitely want to try to hit the card shops up for those. Another thing about eBay is it's open 24 hours. It never closes. There's always new stuff being added. There's always things to bid on. So it's never closed. It's not closed on Sundays. It's open at midnight or whenever you feel like buying cards. It's always open, and whenever you have the urge to at least look at some cards and things like that, eBay is there for you. Whereas your card shop owner is sleeping, he's eating, he's definitely not open at that point. Now, for the card shop, some of the positives, they are definitely the atmosphere and kind of the relationship building you can get there. Obviously, with like Facebook and things like that, you can connect with people, and like Sports Card Radio and our fan forum, you can connect with other collectors. So you don't necessarily have to go to a sports card shop, but there is that one-on-one interaction and things like that. You get to see the cards right away. Obviously, when you buy them, you get to take them home that day. You don't have to wait 6 days for the seller to send them to you and things like that. So definitely a huge advantage there if you want to take home the cards that day. Obviously, buying packs and having that experience and opening boxes and things like that can only be had at a card shop. So it has a huge advantage there, and that's always fun to do. Another thing is that card shops, they are drying up. So this kind of experience is not, you know, if you're lucky enough to have one close by or, you know, at least a good one in your area that you can travel to, these things are drying up. So that kind of experience gets less and less. Whereas back maybe 10, 15 years ago, you had card shops all over the place. You had maybe two or three in your town. So maybe wasn't quite as special. Now it's, you know, probably just one shop, maybe two shops at the most. So there's going to be lots of collectors flowing through there. Lots of good things, some trades and all kinds of things you can do at a card shop versus eBay. So definitely some advantages there. In terms of which one you go with, obviously it's what's available to you. If you live in a smaller town or just a town that doesn't have a good card shop and things like that, I know my town used to have several. Now there really isn't much to choose from. In terms of cards, obviously you can go to the mass retailers like Target and Walmart and get retail packs and things like that. But obviously, if you know by listening to the show, it's much better to go with hobby boxes and those kind of products, because they have much more hits in them and things like that, hobby exclusive hits. So You know, it's whatever's available to you. If you live in a town with a card shop, definitely check it out. You don't have to spend most of your money or any money or all of it, but definitely check it out and just network a little bit. You never know what kind of deals they might have for you and things like that. Whereas with eBay, obviously, if you don't have the internet and you're not really up on computers and things like that, obviously, if you listen to this show, you have some kind of connection to the internet. But if you're not so sure about PayPal and all those kind of things, sometimes it's a little tricky to get up on eBay. But for the most part, I would say selling is much more complicated than buying. Obviously, selling, we've gone over that on this show a few times. There's a lot more steps involved in selling, but with buying, I actually got an email from eBay, and you may have too as well, but you can actually pay through PayPal now without actually having a PayPal account. You just use their processing service. So if you have a credit card and things like that, you can buy something on eBay as long as you have a username and things like that, obviously. You can buy things on eBay and then check out with PayPal, and it runs it through like a normal shopping cart and other kind of websites. You don't actually have to have an account and an email and give them your address and all this kind of personal information that you might not feel comfortable about. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's already in effect. I know I heard that definitely a few months ago. So definitely worth checking out if you're scared of eBay or haven't been on there before, mainly because of pain and things like that. You can run it through PayPal, and it's a very safe way to buy. It's definitely more safe to buy than to sell with PayPal. The PayPal rules are definitely swayed toward the buyer in almost all cases. So you're definitely pretty safe using PayPal. I can say that after buying many, many things. In some like four-figure purchases using PayPal, so it's not that scary. So eBay is very accessible, and if you're not on there already and you listen to this show, you know, you can head on over to Sports Card Radio. There's definitely lots of information there in the insider hobby tips and things like that. So you want to check that out as well. We're gonna wrap up this segment. Come back with one final segment, maybe a little bits of information. Couple athletes that wore number 39. I think I'm going to get to two. And if you're a fan of the show, a big loyal fan of the show, you want to hang in there until the end. I'll have some announcements and just some other things that are going on the fan forum contest, future show ideas and topics and things like that. So if you're interested in that, hang around until the end of this next segment. All of that, athletes that wore 39 and some bonus stuff coming up after this. Back. This isn't going to be one of our 1 hour marathons. It's much easier to get these up on the web when they're a little bit shorter, although we're definitely going to have longer shows in the future. We'll get to that in a little bit. It's still tied up in this Yankee game. Who knows? It's starting to rain. This game might not even be over. Actually, it's 3-2. LA Angels are now up 3-2. We'll see what happens here, see if some of the Yankees' high-paid bombers will be able to tie this game up or maybe even take the lead. But it is raining, so we'll see what happens there. Show number 39, couple athletes at war, number 39. This comes from Niner Fan for Life, one of our most loyal and generous listeners. And you can talk to him, see what he has to say. Big Niner fans, got some posts up in the football card discussion about the Niners. They're definitely doing fairly well. They've had some good wins and some tough wins. The one against the Vikings and was a tough loss, and the Atlanta Falcons beat down last week was a tough one, but they'll bounce back. They got a good defense, good coach, so we'll see what happens there. He suggested these players: Roy Campanella, Larry Zonka, Dave Parker, and Dominic Hasek. We're going to do two of them. Roy Campanella, 1949 Bowman, going way back, is his rookie card. I'm going to pay quite a bit of money, $125, $175, ungraded. Paying lots of money, very nice vintage card. He was a catcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers way back. He broke the color barrier right there with Jackie Robinson. It's amazing. 1949. Some of our younger listeners might think that's a century ago, but it's actually not that long ago. So it's amazing that 1949, I know my dad was born even before that, that was right around the time the color barrier was being broken in MLB. It's amazing it's not that long ago that all that kind of stuff was going on. In 1958, his career was cut short. He was paralyzed in a car accident, so some tragic things happened to Roy. Took him off the baseball field, but definitely made his mark on the field and in society. He died in 1993 in a car accident. So, very historic baseball player, has much more impact on the game on and off the field, and some social ramifications and things like that. But you can get his cards. Very expensive. His autographs, very expensive, things like that. Very pricey for this former Dodger catcher. Our next one, Larry Zonka, C-S-O-N-K-A, if you don't know how to spell his last name. He was big and fearsome. I don't recall ever seeing him play. I don't think I was maybe alive at the time he was really playing a whole bunch. But he was a big and feared running back for the Miami Dolphins. His rookie is the 1969 Topps. You can get it ungraded in the $25, $30 range. Not a bad pickup there for a late 60s Topps era football card. He was drafted in 1968, round one, pick number eight. Apparently he came to be a running back by total accident in high school. He returned to kick because somebody was injured, I do believe, and he returned to kick all the way, running over a bunch of people, and ever since then, he was a running back. So, decent condition autograph for $25-$30, not that bad. Definitely, if you're a Dolphins fan, a must-have in your collection. That wraps it up for the number 39 athletes. Just some things going on. We will be having our box break sometime by the end of the month. You should be able to get your cards by the end of the month. Definitely sometime next weekend we'll be putting that up on YouTube, have a show accompanying it more than likely, all kinds of things. So definitely hopefully have some nice people up on the forum next weekend, so you have that to look forward to. Hopefully it all works out, if not then early that following week, so you have all that to look forward to. If you're not in yet, hey, why not go over to head on over to sportscardradio.com. I've extended it so much, I'm just trying to fill it up at this point. Let's try to get everybody in there getting some free cards. Obviously, if it doesn't fill up, we're just random off everything else, so you have some chances no matter what happens there. We'll have lots of more interesting ways to open box and do box breaks in the future, so keep an eye on that. I'll be adding some more. Niner Fan for Life donated a very nice stack of cards, and I'll be adding some interesting contests. We have some winding down here at the last 2 weeks of this month, so you want to get in on those. That about wraps it up. One more thing I wanted to mention. I want to do interviews on this show. I think I've said it before, not necessarily with the company people, because they really only have one objective when they come on a show like this. Some of them do, some of them don't, but for the most part, they're only going to promote their products and really tell you how great they are. One thing I always wanted to do, and I think definitely have the technology and capabilities to do that now, is actually interview maybe some fans of the show, some other common collectors, just common people that collect cards, maybe some interesting things. I'll be sending out a few requests this week, and we'll also have a contest on the fan forum as well. So head on over to sportscardradio.com, find the fan forum. By next week, we'll have a contest up, and if you win that contest, you will be interviewed on the show. So if that's something you want to be a part of, and if that's something you're interested in, you want to enter the contest. It would be very easy entry, nothing hard, nothing that costs any money, nothing that you really have to do a whole lot. Just earn your way onto the show, and we'll interview you. We'll talk about your collection, some ways, you know, some of the things that you do to collect cards, save money, places you buy cards, the forums, the websites you go to, all kinds of things. I think that would be very interesting, and I think most of you would be interested in hearing maybe from some other fans of the show, some other collectors, and picking up some ideas and maybe some tips along the way. So you have that to look forward to. The Box Breaks contest over at the fan forum. A YouTube video is going up. SportsCardRadio.com being updated basically on a daily basis. So if you're at work, at home, on your iPhone, BlackBerry, G-Mobile, T-Mobile, whatever it is, head on over there. Show us some love. Do what you have to do. That about wraps it up for today's show. We'll be coming back with another one here shortly, at least a couple times a month. Who knows? I'm always busy with work and other things, but I've always got time to talk about sports on the Sports Card Show, the number one sports card radio program. I thought I'd slip that in since our competition is fierce these days. So that about wraps it up. Hopefully everybody has a good rest of the weekend if you happen to catch this tomorrow. And have a good week. Don't work too hard. You know I won't. You know my brother will be working hard on sportscardradio.com, and so will I. So check it out during the week. I will talk to you all later. Hopefully you have a great week. Until next time, I am out of here.